big week, an important week. We're back to work, trying to get ready for it, and it's going to be a tough challenge, but we're looking forward to that, too. So, questions?
How's T.J. Moore doing?
Okay, you know, we probably won't know for sure until we try to go out and do a lot in practice. We didn't do a whole bunch yesterday on our Sunday practice, so we really didn't test him. And it's probably one of those injuries that the more he's able to move, it might help him a little bit more. So, you know, we're going to try to get him active and see if that will help get him loose and keep him loose.
What's the exact nature of his injury?
It was a bruise, strain, ribs, chest area, thorax, sternum.
How important is this game, knowing that 2 years ago when you went down there on the road, this was kind of got you guys started against ranked opponents on the road?
Well, it's always important when you play Tennessee, and you know it's tough to play over there, and I think it was very important for our program to prove that we could go on the road and win. You know, it was some circumstances, obviously, that helped us, but, you know, I don't care what's happening over there. If you went over there, you've done a good job. So it's always a challenge. They've got a great program. It's hard to play there. Great fans. But we've done pretty well on the road, and we hope to play well today, this week, and expect to play well.
Coach, do you feel like that win 2 years ago did kind of indicate to some folks that you all were moving in the right direction?
Well, you know, that, I think, you know, we beat Arkansas that year there at their place, and it wasn't the only win that we've had on the road, and you know, but it's certainly one of the signs that we feel like our program was getting better.
Coach, they've only given up 3 sacks the whole year creating this. Why is that?
No, I think it's the O-line and the quarterback. You know, the quarterback's pretty savvy. You know, Eric Ainge has been there and done it a lot. Doesn't seem to be, you know, holding the ball. Gets rid of it very quickly. Knows who he's going to, I think, all the time. I was very impressed with him last year when he played against us. He was fantastic. And hurt, you know, was playing with a hurt foot. So, you know, I think he's a fantastic player.
Well, on the flip side of that, you guys are still second in the league in sacks. What are the challenges? Just trying, you got to come up with creative ways to pressure a team that's not giving up many, or what do you?
Well, you know, you still got to, even if you don't sack them, you know, you can get pressure, and you know, you force them to maybe throw it quicker than he would like to. And, you know, disrupt the timing of the whole thing. So you don't have to get sacks to have an effective pass rush. That is certainly a bonus. And we've been very fortunate in getting a lot of sacks this year. And, you know, I think Broderick Stewart had a fantastic game against Kentucky. He's hard to hem up sometimes. And, of course, you got Curtis Gatewood and Stephen Stones made a few. You know, we've had sacks from a lot of people, defensive backs, linebackers, defensive linemen. So,
has that been the key, you think, just the balance of the pressure?
Well, I think so. The balance, you know, hopefully forces the other team to, you know, account for each and every one of them. And if we can, you know, just keep a receiver in or a back in or a tight end in, you know, to protect, you know, we might be getting a benefit of just having a reputation of being a pressure team.
I think the other day against Kentucky, was that about as good as you guys just have had a consistent pressure on the quarterback?
Well, we had pretty good pressure. You know, I think we had great pressure against South Carolina when we played down there. Georgia was pretty consistent. So, you know, I really haven't tried to pick out a game where we were the best.
Coach, what does it say about the pressure on a UT football coach? 6-3 in a season, and 200 of your former players feel compelled to take a full-page ad out of paper to support you. 6-3.
I can't understand it, to tell you the truth, but, that's their situation. I got my own to worry about. I think it's been a fantastic program over the years, and when I got here, people said, well, what do you think about Tennessee? I said, well, heck, if I lived in the state of Tennessee and didn't have any allegiances, I'd like them. I'd support them. It's a great program. So.
Is that just the byproduct of having a winning program, that the bar gets raised so high?
Expectations, are just always there, and, they always want you to go a little bit higher than you did the year before, at least stay where you were. Don't lose ground, whatever you do.
Coach, having said what you said about allegiances, how do you at Vanderbilt go about swinging those allegiances to folks that don't have any toward you?
Try to get a better product on the field. Make the program better, make it more attractive to fans, make it more attractive to fans who don't have a team right now. There are so many people that move into Nashville now every year, and hopefully we can reach out to those people, or they can maybe watch us on TV every once in a while and say, hey, there's some good football being played over at Vanderbilt. Let's go watch them. Let's buy some tickets.
Do you feel like you've narrowed the gap significantly for the last few years?
From what?
From when you got here to where you are now against Tennessee, talent-wise?
Well, yeah, it didn't look like it last year. They won't just pretty good. And, you look at situations, you look at comparative scores, you just can't tell. Sometimes, people have key injuries and you play them a good game, or sometimes you have key injuries and you're not playing as well that week. And I do know in the SEC you got to be ready, I think. Whoever you play, you better be ready to play, and I think we've proven that we can beat good teams.
Coach, talk about Jake Bradford. It's been a while since you've had this kind of performance in the capacity.
Well, Jake did a good job. Of course, he was lonelier than the Maytag repairman out there Saturday. Yeah, that play worked in the game better than it did in practice. So, I'm sure glad he caught it. Yeah, but Jake works hard. Jake's a lot more mobile than you would think from being a guy that big. I mean, he's really big, and it gives us opportunity to throw to the tight end, which all fans love, and we like it. Coach Kane, our offense coordinator, was a tight end. He coaches the tight ends. He loves the tight ends. So we'll probably continue to try to do that.
Coach, was it good for McKenzie Adams to be, even though he didn't quite get to the end zone on that last drive, to be in a situation like that, games on the line for a guy that doesn't have a lot of experience, just to go through that
sure.
for future times?
No doubt. It will help him. And, next time he gets in that situation, we were disappointed in the sack on second down. That'd be a situation hopefully he'll learn from, but I don't think he really saw that guy. I think if he would have seen that guy, he would have gotten rid of the ball, because McKenzie's, a savvy guy. He sort of lives and breathes football. His dad was a coach, and I know he had it in his mind that he should not give up a sack there, and that guy came low, and all of a sudden, next thing he buckled. So if he could have anyway gotten rid of that ball, he would have, I believe.
Coach, what are your thoughts about McKenzie's pocket awareness in general?
Well, good. I think it's good. He has the ability to pull it down and run. I mean, he's a good runner. And that's not as easy as you think, because you've got some coaches who've told you to go through these reads and, make sure you check this and check that, and you've identified the linebacker and, all kind of things that are going on. It's just not so natural to do it, but, when you have the ability to run and evade maybe the first couple guys, I think it can be a huge weapon for you.
Do you feel like that was McKenzie's best game, maybe, if he's played
today? Sure. Yeah. I think he did a great job for us. Like I said, he's a gamer.
I'm sorry, Coach. I was going to ask about the special teams, which until Saturday have been really strong for you. Obviously, a struggling day Saturday, but went wrong.
Well, you know, we made a poor decision to pick up a punt that we told everybody to get away from for the first 30 seconds of the play. You know, we were pushing them off, and they said, well, I believe I'll go pick that one up. And not a good idea. You know, that'll hit, kill you. And, you know, Brian Heinfeld, you know, did not kick hardly any last week. He had a sore leg, and, you know, not that that's an excuse, but I guess it is. You know, I still got confidence in Bryant, and I think he'll be ready to go this week. And, you know, his first one he barely missed, and then he pulled the next one. And sometimes it just gets in your mind, I guess. And you know, sort of like my putts or something. he's not that bad off the league.
All right. Look at this stat here in the Tennessee notes, where the punts with the last four home games, Vols offense in the first half, they've outscored its opponents 93-3. I guess, are you aware of something like that? And, you know, what would you have to say about the way their offense seems to be clicking?
Well, I didn't know the exact score, but, you know, we've been watching the film, and they've jumped on everybody. I mean, they hammered Georgia, they hammered South Carolina in the first half. You know, it's just, I don't know if it's the home field advantage or whatever. South Carolina came back in the second half, but I think that's anywhere where you're playing home or away, you try to get off to a good start, and certainly a bonus when you can, and at least don't let the other team get off to a great start.
Bobby, this is a little bit of an old theme, but why do you think your signature victories have been on the road?
I don't know. You know, I think maybe our guys, you know, I don't know, sometimes on you go on the road, it's kind of fun. You know, you get either get the plane, you get on the bus, and you go to these big stadiums, and you know, us against the world kind of thing, and you just maybe concentrate a little bit more or something, I don't know. But, you know, we played fairly well at home. You know, had a chance to beat Georgia, should have beat Georgia, had a chance to beat Kentucky. If we were to pull those two off, we'd be talking about how well we're playing at home.
Does the memory of that win in Knoxville, is it still pretty fresh in your mind? And what can you recall from what it was like walking off that field there in Florida?
I don't think about it a whole lot. You know, it was fun. I remember that, obviously, you know. So had got back into town, you know, it was probably a bigger thing than I thought it was. You know, when we got back to Nashville, everybody was celebrating. But, you know, we tried to move on, try to get our program better, try to get in the position where, you know, people don't think those are such big achievements when you go out and went on the road.
The stakes a little higher in this one, though. At that point, you guys were saying that was sort of their bowl game. You guys were still very much in a situation where you can play yourself into a good figure.
Yeah, but I don't think that can make the game any bigger. You know, this is a huge game for us. It's, you know, our in-state rival. You know, we just come off a tough loss. I think our guys will be concentrating their practice this week and just trying to win this game.
Coach, this is kind of off topic, but with the Titans playing the Broncos this week, could you talk about the importance of Jay to this program and what he meant in his 4 years?
Well, Jay, you know, was a fantastic player for us. You know, he was a tremendous talent. I think that's being shown, you know, how he's playing in the NFL. But I think Jay will also tell you that we better the people around Jay. We gave him a chance to play better, you know. We had better receivers. We had a better offensive line, and he took advantage of it. You know, we had Earl Bennett catching passes that freshman year. You know, we had more than one receiver to go to. So, you know, that's what good players do. They take advantage of the opportunities, and we got just a little bit better just in time for Jay to shine, and he certainly did it. So he paid us off by, you know, getting us great publicity. You know, still, you know, we get it every time he has a good game. You know, we get publicity from Jay Cutler playing in the NFL. So,
you're checking that one out Monday night?
Did it play Monday?
Monday night?
Yeah. I might. I usually have to work on Monday, but.
You mentioned Broderick Stewart. Can you, in the game he had the other day, the development he's made this year, and kind of getting where you guys envisioned? I know he was pretty light, and trying to get weight on him and all that. But
well, he's still a little light, but I tell you, he can move. He, you know, if we timed him, he'd probably be in our wide receiver group, or you know, at least. Linebacker, yeah, he's faster than linebackers. So, you know, he's really a fantastic athlete. And we just felt like we had to get some speed on coming off the corners, and he was certainly one of those guys. And, you know, he's tall and angular, and he's hard to get a hit on. So, you know, he's playing well right now, and he's playing really fast. That's the great thing about it. He's learned what to do, and he's more confident about what to do. And when you're confident and you've learned it, you can do it a whole lot faster. And when you're that fast, you can do it a whole lot faster.
Is he getting to the point where he can maybe be more of an every down player?
Well, you know, that's the effort that it takes to get in there and rush the passer play after play after play, and then have a 300 pounder leaning on you when they're running running plays. We would still, you know, have a rotation where we're going to get those guys in and out. And Stephen Stone's been playing well. Curtis is playing well. So we've got a good rotation. I don't think we'll mess with it.
Two more questions, please.
Coach, Saturday will be the final. Saturday will be the final SEC game for all your seniors. Your thoughts on this class, what they've mentioned for us?
Well, nowadays you have sort of a mixture of classes. You got your fifth-year seniors, and then you have your four-year seniors, and all of them have been, you know, very good for our program. They worked extremely hard. They've sort of upped the ante to the young guys coming in, and as far as what's expected, you know, of our younger guys, and you know, that's, you always appreciate that from your seniors, and I think they've given us great leadership. We're going to miss him. You know, I think Chris Williams has really stepped up as a leader of our football team, and you know, I think he's going to have bigger and better days ahead of him too.
Coach, you talked about the tight ends a little bit ago. What was the situation with Brad Allen?
Brad Allen was close to dislocating his elbow, and went back in and played. I think that tells you a lot about Brad Allen, and he just had it taped up a little bit, and maybe took an aspirin or something, I don't know. Went back in. That's a pretty painful injury, and he should be ready to go. He'll probably have to wear a brace on his elbow, but he'll be ready to go.
Coach, I would like to take a minute with you,
sure,
here and introduce Commissioner of Health from the state of Tennessee. There's a partnership going on between Vanderbilt Athletics and the Department of Health called Get Fit Tennessee, and we'll introduce Commissioner Cooper just for a minute, a couple of remarks, and maybe a photo op if you want one there.
Well,
you don't have any football questions for Susan, go ahead and ask.
That's right. I'm a season ticket holder, so I love Vanderbilt. So I really do. Thank you, Coach Johnson, for the opportunity to be here today. You know, Vanderbilt really is near and dear to my heart, and we're really excited about our partnership opportunity here. And just for all of you, you know, we're facing a crisis in this state as far as health and fitness of our children and our adults. Unfortunately, the good news is we're 46th out of 50 states right now, which is two steps up farther than we were 2 years ago, but we certainly need some help moving this state from the bottom 10 unhealthy states in this nation to the top 10 healthiest states. And so I'm really here today with my commissioner's hat on to tell you that the Vanderbilt Commodores and Coach Johnson have really stepped up, that on November 24th during the Wake Forest game, we're going to be hosting Get Fit Tennessee on the practice field at the corner of Jeff Neely Boulevard over here, where we're going to be working with some of our team members, D1 sports training. We're going to be doing physical activities, nutrition, trivia. We're going to have a special guest, David Griffin, who came off The Biggest Loser, is now one of our Get Fit Tennessee spokespeople. He's done an amazing job losing weight. And this is really our opportunity to just start about starting wherever you are. You know, if you're not moving today, get up and move a little bit more tomorrow, because 5 minutes becomes 10 minutes, becomes 30 minutes of regular physical activity. So thanks to the Commodores, we're also going to be able to offer discounted tickets to the Wake Forest game for anybody in the state to come see Vanderbilt play, because we believe this is the best entertainment in town. We take people from all over the nation to our games. So here on the serious note, though, this is really about the health and fitness of our children here in Tennessee. We know that of the children born in the year 2000, it's the first generation in history not anticipated to live as long as their parents, and that is unacceptable. 1 in 3 children of that same year born will develop type 2 diabetes, highly avoidable just through good physical activity and better nutrition. So on behalf of the governor and on behalf of me, Coach Johnson, I would like to recognize you and the Commodores for your Building Doors program, where they're reaching out to students across the Nashville area to help encourage healthy behaviors. So I'd like to present you, and now I finally feel like I've done a draft pick here. Coach Johnson, I'm drafting you into Team Tennessee along with all of the Commodores, and I appreciate your letting us get fit together.
Thank you very much. I appreciate that very much.
Now I'm going to stand close so y'all can get a picture.
Open that up a little bit to get it on my head.
Well, that's all right. Me too. So what do you think? Now, we're going to make all of y'all members of Get Fit Tennessee as well, because we really do need your help in spreading this information, because it's going to be up to all of us to help our children take a step in the right direction.
I'm going to eat a more healthy lunch.
Yes, that's good.
I have plans.
That's right, chicken Caesar salad.
Thank you, Susan. Appreciate it.